So we continue this morning with our series of questions, and this question is a simple one on the surface, and it was enjoyable to research and to look at and to answer. The question is, what does give us this day our daily bread really mean? Now, I remind you that this give us this day our daily bread is part of the Lord's Prayer. It's part of the answer that Jesus gave to how to pray and what to pray for. Apparently, the disciples were watching Jesus pray, and that must have been just an awesome experience. They probably never saw anyone pray like Jesus prayed. There was something so conversational, so intimate, so sincere about the way Jesus prayed, or at least about the recorded prayers that we have of Jesus in the scriptures. Furthermore, the disciples had experienced the power of his prayer. They had seen healings happen with his prayer. They had seen 5,000 people fed with just a few loaves of bread. And later in the scriptures, it is recorded that they witnessed the raising of someone from the dead by the power of his prayer. So in the book of Luke, we hear the disciples asking, "Lord, teach us to pray." Jesus began teaching them by saying, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.'" Hallowed be your name. As we pray the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed or holy be your name." Jesus taught the disciples to begin their prayer by reminding, they didn't have to remind God, but reminding themselves who they were praying to, the God of the universe. They were speaking to the God of the universe, "Father, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven." After reminding themselves who they were praying to, Jesus taught them to begin their requests by praying first that God's will would be done. Our God is a God of infinite love and joy and peace and grace. Our God is a God who wants only what is good for us. And so Jesus taught the disciples, after reminding themselves who they were praying to pray that God's good and perfect will be done. That way, if the answer to their prayer was no, they would know it was because God only wants what's good and what will bless them and what will bless others. And so it prepares us for any answer that God will give, and that any answer that God will give is a good and loving answer. So after beginning by acknowledging God's holiness and praying to accept God's will, Jesus said, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed or holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us each day our daily bread.'" Now, why would Jesus tell us to pray for bread? Something so simple as bread. Well, you know, every culture has its own kind of bread. In Mexico, there are tortillas. In India, it's naan. It's matzah in Israel. In our country, we have cornbread, wheat bread, rye bread, white bread, sourdough bread, bagels. You can think of, call out some other ones. Potato bread. Oh, one of my family's favorite. Yes. We have all these different kinds of bread. And the kind of bread that you make in whatever region of the country or world that you live in is determined primarily, at least historically, by the kind of grain or starch that was grown in your area at that time. We have a great variety of foods on our tables. But for many common people throughout the world, bread is the main source of nutrition. In fact, even here, in times of scarcity, bread becomes very, very important on our tables. My grandfather used to eat bread with sugar and warm milk on it. My mother told about times during the Depression when they didn't have much food in their house, when my grandfather and grandmother would eat bread with coffee on it for a whole meal. And my grandfather continued to be a connoisseur of bread. In fact, if there was bread on the table and gravy on the table, at the end of every meal, he would have what we called gravy bread, basically a hot roast beef sandwich without the roast beef. And he would end every meal that there was gravy on the table and bread with that food. Because bread is a mainstay of so many common people throughout the world, bread is also called the staff of life. And bread, or what it's made from, dough, is another common word for money. So when Jesus taught the disciples to pray for bread, he was really talking about more than bread. He was encouraging the disciples and us to pray for the basic necessities of life. You know, our prayers don't always need to be great and flowery and deeply spiritual. In fact, Jesus invites us to pray for our simplest and most basic needs, to ask God for the food on our tables, for the clothes to cover our bodies and keep us warm, for shelter over our heads. So when he teaches us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," he's teaching us to pray for the basic necessities of our life. In this phrase, Jesus is teaching us to pray simply, which would be the first blank in your bulletin today. For those most basic needs of our lives, no need is too small to bring to God in prayer. Well, not only does Jesus teach us what to pray for, but he teaches us how to pray. He teaches us to bring our simple requests to God in simple, everyday words. I've heard some of you pray very beautiful prayers. Pastor John and Pastor Chris have a gift for prayers that are inspiring and that move our heart. But especially in our private times of prayer, when it's just between us and God, Jesus encourages us to simply talk to God, to simply have a conversation as if we were talking to a friend or a member of our family. In the words, "Give us this day our daily bread," Jesus teaches us to pray simply and to pray honestly. That would be your second blank. Just honestly, the way that you talk to one another. "God, help me with what I need. Give me what I need this day." And sometimes I believe as we pray honestly from our heart, we discover that maybe what we're praying for is not really a need, but a want. And maybe it moves us to really think about what we're praying for. Or maybe it moves us to thankfulness for all that we already have and for the way God has already been blessing us. In those words, "Give us this day our daily bread," Jesus teaches us to pray simply and honestly. And finally, Jesus teaches us to pray daily. It's important that we connect with God every single day. Our lives sometimes get so busy. There are so many things that would distract us. There are so many things that want us to pull us away from our faith, that it is important that we connect with God every single day. If we don't take time to reorient ourselves toward God each day, pretty soon we'll find that we've drifted away. Maybe we've compromised our values, or maybe we've become so stressed that we've damaged our health and lost the mere joy of living, the peace and contentment that comes from trusting in God. Daily prayer is not only just talking to God, but it's also listening to God. For me, when I don't get up early in the morning, when I miss my prayer time, I find that I'm just kind of at, at raveling edges during the day. I am going from one thing to another. But if I begin my day with prayer, even in a busy day, I'm reminded that God provides enough for us each day, and that God will help me to care for all those busy things that I have to do. As I begin with prayer, I can pray, God, help me to concentrate on what's really important. Help me to use my time on those things that will bless others and that will bless my life. And sometimes in the morning, we can just sit quietly and sense God's presence and God's peace, so that we can begin the day with trust and with a smile, knowing that God will be with us and God will get us through. If you do not have a time of daily prayer, I encourage you. In fact, I challenge you to try it. Try it for a week. Try it for a month. See what a difference it will make in your life. Carve out some time every day to talk to God about your needs, your joys, your worries. Sometimes just sit quietly and soak in God's love. Prayer time is even richer if we have some time with the Bible during that time. And if you're able to read the Bible as if it were a letter from God to you, sometimes, and it's amazing how often, as I'm beginning my day with scripture reading and prayer, it seems like that scripture was meant for me especially on that particular day. As you begin your day with prayer, you can use a daily devotional booklet. Outside the church office, we have upper rooms which guide you in a scripture reading and a prayer for the day. You can also find these things on the internet. You can download them to your iPod. You can download them to your computer. You can find daily scriptures verbally on United Methodist Communications. There are a number of resources that you can provide for yourself to begin the day with prayer. Jesus taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." In these words, he taught us to pray simply, honestly, and daily. May we hear and heed his words. Let us pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for teaching your disciples and us to pray. Help us to meet you each day in prayer and to share both our simplest needs and our deepest longings. And in this time of prayer, Lord God, shape us into your faithful people, people who share your love, who draw others to you, and who change the world in your name and to your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.